Do you have power? We're going to continue in our series, Do You Have Power? We've been talking about this thought, do you have power? How many know that this, what this is? What is this today? It's a jump rope, right? No, it's not a jump rope. As you can tell, I haven't been using the jump rope in a while. So even though I could probably make it for jump rope, it wouldn't be a bad idea. Though today, this is what? What is this? What is this? A tension cord. It's a power cord, a tension cord. But how many know, what goes through this? Power. Electricity. How many know that electricity is strong? But right now, how many know there's no power going through this thing? Why is it? It's not plugged in, correct. So there's no power because it's not plugged in. And that's what we've been talking about is the sense that we in our lives, we've got to be plugged in to the power that God has for our life. But many times, how many of us, we talked about this last week, that how many of us in our life that we think something's broke, but really it's just not plugged in. You ever had that happen to you? You're trying to fix your computer, trying to fix your TV, trying to fix a blow dryer, trying to fix something, and you're like, what is wrong with this thing? And then all of a sudden you realize it came unplugged, and you feel really stupid. You know what I'm talking about? Am I the only one that's done that many times in my life? And so, you know, many times where you go out there, and maybe your battery in your car has gotten loose, the connection's gotten loose, and all you got to do is just tighten it up a little bit or clean off the connections because there was no power flowing through it. It's not plugged in. And many times in our life, I think it's the same way that comes in us that we think things are broken in our life, but they're really not broken. We're just not plugged in. Let me say it again. Many times in our life, we think things are broken. My marriage is broken. I say, your marriage is not broken. You're just not plugged into the life source. My finances are broke. Literally, broken. I say, your finances aren't broke. You're just not plugged into the right source. That many times in our life that we have things going on that we think are a wreck and things are broken, and really they're not broken. We're just not plugged into the correct power. That God has got a power that he's wanting to release in all of our lives, not only the power of his Holy Spirit, but a power to partner with us. We've been talking about how God wants to partner with us. The very first sermon in the series, we talked about that God really wants to use us. Does God need me? No, he does not. But he chooses to need me. He chooses to use me. He's all-powerful. He can accomplish anything he wanted on his own, but he chooses to work through us. That's the sovereignty of who he is. He chooses to work his power through my life. He wants to take my natural ability and hook it up to the power of his supernatural power, right? His super to my natural becomes a supernatural power. He is the force behind everything. And when I unplug from God's power source, things are going to be broken in my life. My marriage is going to be broken. Things are going to be broken. Things are going to happen in my life. It will seem broken at times in my life because they're not plugged in to the correct source. I've known many Christians today that walk around with broken lives. And it's just like, this really baffles my mind because we don't realize the power source that God is wanting to operate in our life. It's more than just the power of salvation. It's more than just what happened on the cross, but it's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle that God is wanting you and I to live, to learn to live, this power of being connected to him. This power source. And today we're going to talk about that thought, the power of connecting. The power of connecting. We talked about the power of faith a couple weeks ago. We talked about the power of surrender. And today we're going to talk about the power of connecting. It's important for us to connect. If we're not connected, there is no source of power. And how many of us today look just like this? We got the source. We know what the source looks like, and we know where the plug-in's at. We walk around unplugged. How many of us walk around our life many times looking this way? I've done it before, and I can tell you it's a very frustrating thing. I've got a plug on my leaf lawn blower, you know, the leaf blowers. I've got a thing that plugs in. I mean, it bugs me because you know what? That thing never stays plugged in. In order to get that thing, I've got to wrap it around the thing and tie a big knot in it because every time I'm trying to blow off the driveway or something, it always comes unplugged, and it just burns me out because it never stays plugged in. You know what I'm talking about? You're trying to really do a big job and it keeps coming unplugged. It gets frustrating. And that's the way our lives are. That many times we get frustrated because we keep losing power, the power that God has for us. And there's a connection process that God has designed for every one of us. That God is wanting us to stay connected to him, not just to plug in when batteries get low. That's what we're good at, really. Let's be honest with that. Well, my battery's getting low. I better go to church and plug it in. Or I'm kind of running low on energy, or I'm running low on faith, and I guess I'll just plug in. No, God, what God is wanting is for us to stay constantly plugged into him. God's wanting a constant power flow. He's not wanting us just to recharge and to come back out. No, he's wanting us to stay in a constant relationship with him that offers a constant flow of power in our life. Because you never know when you're going to need that extra power. You never know when you're going to need that surge. You never know when a blackout's going to happen. And so you got to be ready. And if you're not prepared along the way, then your life's going to seem broken. So God's wanting us to learn this power of connection. Let me give you three ways I believe today that God has designed for us to stay connected to Him. The first way is, number one, His people. He's given us three ways to connect with God, and the first way is His people. God has always designed that we stay connected to Him through His people. Look what Psalms 133 says. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren, that's you and I, sisters and brothers, and the Bible calls us brethren. Okay, brethren, to dwell together in what? Unity. Not just dwell together, but it's good for us to dwell together in what? We can do better. Better in what? In unity. It's good for brethren to dwell together in unity. And this is what it compares. When this happens, look what the Bible talks about happen. It's like precious oil upon the head. The oil represents the Holy Spirit. It's like the precious oil upon the head running down on the beard of Aaron. That represents the high priest, the pastor, the high priest, running on the edge of his garments. It's like a dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion, for the Lord commands the blessing. For it's what? For there the Lord commands the blessing. Let me say this to you. The Lord commands blessing. Where? In when brethren dwell together in unity. It all starts with us dwelling together in unity. And notice the flow here. It's a downward flow. When we get together and we dwell in unity, God says this, it runs down from me, the power source God, into your pastor, into every leader, to every person here. It's just like a wave that continues to go down, and it goes down through the garments. He says, and there at the bottom, once again, He commands the blessing, for the Lord there commanded the blessing. You want to stay connected to God and walk a life that is blessed, you got to be connected to people, His people. God is wanting you to be connected to His people. He's always designed the church to dwell together in unity. Now, today, I know that we don't always agree. Many of us here in this different room, we have different political views. We have different ways that we look at things. And not all of us today can say that we agree 100%. No one here agrees 100%. We don't have seats eye to eye, except for me and Robert. But the rest of you here, we don't really see eye to eye, David Robert. But me and Robert, we see eye to eye on almost about two things. But really, other than that, none of us here, just kidding, but none of us here today really see eye to eye. But there's something about saying, I want to dwell in unity. There's something about saying, there's a power saying, we dwell together. We come together in unity. We don't differ on things that we differ about. We don't make arguments about them. We can sort of talk about them. We can have healthy discussion about them. We can look at Scripture and say, this is what I get out of it, what you get out of it. That's all healthy. Those things are all good. But we don't allow dissension to come in and say, well, they believe this, and I believe that, and I'm going to do this. No, we come together and we dwell in unity. Why? Because the blessing's there. God says where the blessing is, there what is unity. Where the unity is, there is blessing. And so I believe one of the reasons that God has blessed our church so fast is the unity that has been established from the very beginning. And we want to keep that going, that we continue to have straight unity. Because where there is unity, when we come together as brothers and sisters, it's a flow. It's a flow of God's anointing. He says, and at the very bottom, God commands blessing. Wow, what a powerful statement. How many want God to command blessing in your life? I want God to speak to my life and say, I command blessing to your life. I command blessing to this family. How's that happen? When I'm connected to other believers in unity. It's a big key. When I connect to other believers in unity, God commands blessing there. We know that Deuteronomy says that one can put 1,000 to flight, but two can put 2,000, right? No, 10. Isn't that amazing math? Now, God's math is not our math. Let's get that right now in our head. We know that God's math is not our math. If one can do 1,000, then two should be able to do 2,000, right? That's just the way we do math. But God's math is not that way. God said one can do 1,000. 1,000 what? Put 1,000 flight. He's talking about in the spirit realm that one can put 1,000 to flight. But He said when two get together in unity, they can put together 10,000. Wow. That means on my own, I can put together 1,000. But when I hook up with you, we can put together 10,000. That's huge. That's a huge statement on unity that God has always designed the power to come in unity. God has always designed the power source to come with another person, with other people, other believers. Let me tell you this. I don't care who you are. I don't care what ministry you have or what you do. God has never designed anybody to be by themselves. God has never designed anybody to do their own thing by themselves. Now, you may have a ministry that's very unique and maybe you're called to do that. But at some point, you are still called to be a part of a body of believers because there comes the power of blessing. And so God has always called everyone to stay connected to the body because there he commands the blessing. Maybe you heard me tell the story before. I remember one time I read a story about this powerlifting competition. And these guys, you've seen these guys on ESPN, they have these old Hercules shows. You know what I'm talking about? They try to pick up the barrels and throw them the farthest and carry these sleds of weight. I retired from that. But anyway, that's just plain. But in this, they did an experiment one time at the very end of this competition. They had two of the guys who had finished first and second in this competition of pulling the sled of weight. They wanted to see how much these guys could actually do together. And so they had done a certain amount of weight, and they took that weight and they tripled what they had had. So they did what the worst guy had done, what the second guy had done, and then they added a third onto that to see if they could actually pull it. And it was nothing. So they started adding weight, and when they got said and done, they were able to lift 10 times as much, pull 10 times as much together of what they could do separate. I mean, God has always designed that. God has always designed that you and I stay connected. We need each other. That's the bottom line. We need each other. Ecclesiastes 4:9. Look what it says here. Two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. That's good. That's Wall Street value right here. Wall Street value on relationship. This is very big, you know. One's a 1,000 return. Two is a 10,000 return. Okay, I like these numbers on Wall Street. That's what he's saying. Two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. If one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity the man. I think Mr. T wrote this part of this. I pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. I mean, isn't that so true? How many people do we know out there living their life and they're falling in their walk with God and they're falling along and there's nobody there to pick them up? And we find about it later and we're like, what happened? If you just called me, you know, or if you... The problem is this, we're not connected. We don't stay connected. And when someone falls, there's no one there to pick them up. The question is not if you're going to fall. The question is when you're going to fall. All of us fall. All of us have times that we need somebody to pick us up. And a part of God helping us stay, the power of God is what? Staying connected to the body of believers so that when I stay connected, that people can help me up. That's what they're there for. So believe it or not, you people right here, in this section right here, you need the people in this section over here. Even though you guys don't even know each other. Probably. Some of you don't even know each other. You need each other. We need one another. You need the person standing next to you, sitting next to you, and you need the person over here. You need the person who's teaching the class. We need each other. We are called to strengthen each other. It's there where the blessing flows. When we flow together in unity, the blessing flows. Now, we can have a lot of people come to church, but if we're not connected, we'll never operate to the fullest power and have the fullest blessing that God wants for our life. Now, how many today said, Pastor, I want God to bless our church to the fullest he can? How many want that? How many want God to bless your life to the fullest he can? Then stay connected to people. God has always designed, he's made us not only to depend upon him, but also, this is what we're talking about, God using me, that God has chosen to use me. He wants to use me to minister to you. He wants to use you to minister to me. He wants to use you to minister to your neighbor, the people around you. God has always designed that we learn to minister to each other in unity. He says, I pity the man who has no one to help him up. Look what 4:12 says in Ecclesiastes. Go back to 4:12. Is that there? A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. So this is the picture that he's trying to point to us. Come here, Justin. He's saying this. He says, when two people are together, this is much better, because when they're walking along and one falls, I'm here to pick him up, right? Okay? That's the first picture we see. But the second picture he's talking about, this is why it's so much better, because it's like this. When two are standing together back to back, man, what? Cheek to cheek. We're up here. All right, we're up here. Okay. Well, things are happening. What's going on? I'm embarrassing Justin. Okay. Okay. You got to have a lot of faith in the person behind you, okay? But you never know what they're going to do. Okay. But there's something that happens with protection that comes. Bottom line is this. When I'm connected to Justin, Justin can't always see what's going on back behind here, but I can. And so I see somebody coming up saying, you know what? That Justin just thinks he's full of himself. He just thinks he's the best singer on that stage. I'm like, you know what? you better shut your mouth or I'll knock you out. That's my friend. We don't have that problem. I'm using that for an example. But I'm saying to this is this. I'm here to protect him. I'm here to protect his vision, protect his dream, protect his family. We're here to stand together. And when I can't see what's going on, Justin's there. Right, Justin's there. Okay, Justin's there. Someone's trying to attack me. What happened? Justin's got my back. Justin's got my back. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Okay, we got it. Okay. I got Justin's back. You know why? Because Justin and I are connected. Plain and simple. You speak to this man, bad about this guy, you're going to have me in your kitchen, okay? And I'm going to bake you a cake. We're going to be talking, okay? Because why? Because I'm connected to this guy. I love this guy. God has put our hearts together. We are unified. And this is what we need in this continued having this body. Being connected to God is being connected to each other. And he says, not only is two better, but he said three is even better than two. I mean, think about it. Man, we got three. Come here, Carlos. I don't know if we're going to do this, but this is coming to me. Okay, let's go. So we have three of us here. Now look what's going on. I mean, there ain't nothing we can't see now. Our sides are protected. Our back is protected. Our front is protected. I mean, we are strong. He says, we have three what? A triple braided cord is not easily broken. We're not broken. We're just not plugged into the right power source. Okay? This is not easily broken. I'm not broken. I'm just not connected. Okay? You see the difference? God is designed for us to stay connected this way. Thanks, guys. Give these guys a hand. God has always designed that we stay connected. There is the unity. There is the power. Proverbs 27:17 says this, iron sharpens what? Iron. Iron sharpens iron. That means what? That means that when we get together, we make each other better. We make each other sharper. How many know when iron hits iron, what happens? Sparks fly. You ever had relationships with sparks fly? I'm not talking about your marriage now. You ever had a relationship where sparks fly? I'm like, oh, something. That's okay. It's all right. Sometimes we don't always agree on everything, and you make me think about something I've never thought about. And that's all right. Sometimes sparks are going to fly, but when we get together, we're going to sharpen each other. We're going to make each other better. When I'm around you, I want you to make me a better husband. I want you to help me be a better employer, a better boss. I want you to teach me how to be a better father. I mean, these are things, these are people I want to be around, and hopefully I'm doing the same for you. That we're working together and we're making each other better. Because none of us have it figured out. None of us is so qualified that we're qualified to live our life by ourselves. I need you and you need me. And you need the person next to you and we need the people that aren't even here yet. We need each other. And it's there when we flow together in unity that we stay connected to God. And what happens? And then we have what? The blessing is poured out. See what God's wanting to do here. God has always designed that we depend upon Him and we depend upon each other. There's a blessing in His people. I just tell you, this is just really, really, if you want to experience everything in a church family, you got to be connected. That's why we have home groups. And next week we're having the Super Bowl party. What a great time to get together to meet one. Maybe some of you here, you need to start one. Maybe you need to, there's some people here, you need to be hosting one. You know exactly who you are. I'm not going to come back and point you out right now, but you know who you are. You need to be hosting one. You've already got the talent. You've already got the home. You've already got the friendships. You need to be hosting one already. Continue to develop these kind of relationships where you are iron is sharpening iron, and you're continuing to come together and building friendships. This is what the church is about. It's not just about a one-time Sunday morning thing. It's about us developing each other in unity and spirit. And friendship and relationships. Scripture is full. You guys have heard me speak sermon after sermon on this. And you know it's very true that God has always designed for us to be connected. It's the bottom line. And if you're not connected, you're not going to receive everything that God has for you. This is plain and simple. You're going to miss out. Because God has designed people to minister to you. And so when you fall down, it's going to take you a while to get up on your own. And hopefully, we won't lose you. But when you're connected to other people, as soon as you fall down, they're picking you up. You go through something to people in your life group, they're calling you. They're encouraging you. They're visiting you in the hospital. They're doing things. They are there to help you with your children. They're there to help you do life together. That's what they call them, life. It's doing life together, staying unified. We all need that. Every one of us, we need that. It's so important. And I just cannot emphasize it enough that God has always called us to grow small as we grow large. He's always called as we continue to grow in large in number, that we continue to grow small in number as well. Different small groups of people that are continuing to meet and come together. That's what God has called us to do. And we got to continue to make sure we keep that. That's one of the things we founded our church on was relationships. We would value relationships. One of the core values, we would value each other. We would have fun together, and we would make each other better spiritually. And we're going to laugh together. We're going to have fun together. We're going to pray together. We're going to support each other. We're going to be real together. We're going to do life together. Because you know what? I like you. I don't care what your wife says about you. I like you. I really do. And we are to be together. So let's make sure that we continue to connect, staying connected to God and staying connected to His people. The second thing we see here is His presence. We're called to be connected to His presence. Genesis 28:15. Behold, I am with you, and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place. And I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. And at this gate of, and at the gate of heaven, Jacob was having a revelation of God's presence, what was happening here. He was like, how awesome is this? How many like that feeling you had when we got through with worship today? But wasn't it an awesome feeling? What was you feeling? You're feeling God's presence. That's what worship does. Worship enters us into God's presence. We enter into His gates with worship and praise and thanksgiving in our heart. Into His courts with praise. And today, what's there in God's courts? It's His presence. It's His presence. And His presence that is how we stay connected. Very simple. Every day, we need to stay connected to God's presence. Not only do I need connection to you, but I need connection to God's presence. And let me tell you this. As much as I love you, I cannot put you into God's presence every day. You can listen to my sermons every day. You can sign up on an iTunes account. You can download them down. And some of you do that. Some of you listen to the sermons throughout the week a couple of times. Now, I appreciate that. But the bottom line is I still cannot take you into God's presence every day. You have got to learn, as a part of being spiritually mature, is that I have got to learn for myself how to enter into God's presence. Because this is how I stay connected to Him. I don't want to walk around my work not plugged into the power of God. I've got to learn what it takes to stay connected to God's presence daily. I need times of worship. And that happens through different times because it is an awesome time. God has manifested His presence and made His presence known to us even here today. God is manifesting His presence. You ever heard that term manifest? Manifest His presence. Let me give it to you in a way we can understand. If I said today there is a multi-billionaire here, you guys would be, oh, that's cool. Hallelujah. Maybe he'll give. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, that's it. But if I said there is a multi-millionaire here today, and he decided today he's going to give everyone here $1 million, you guys would be, hallelujah. Wow. This guy, that man would be what? He would be manifesting His presence to us. Well, today, when we come into here today, I know this one thing, that our Father is more than a multi-billionaire. He's got the answers to everything we need in our life. He's got the supplies of everything we need in our life. And we are not broken. We're just not plugged in. And we got to learn to plug into who He is and allow His manifest presence to be evident in my life. God is wanting His manifest presence to be evident in my life, only in worship time, but throughout the week. God is wanting us to seek Him and to find His presence in a manifest way. God is here every service to speak to us. God is here in every service to talk to us, to direct us, to correct us, to encourage us, to heal us, to bring us peace. I mean, God is here, and in this presence, God does so many things. Let me say to you this. I just tell you this personally. Some of the most powerful times of God ever speaking to me didn't come through the message. It came through worship. It was in the middle of His presence of worship time that God was really speaking to me. God really was speaking to me in the middle of worship time or during His presence was so strong that He spoke to me and He encouraged me or He corrected me or He directed me or He just guided me and He was giving me, opened my eyes to see a vision for my life. It came through worship time or when I was by myself in a car and just listening to worship music and just praising the Lord as I was driving to work or going somewhere. It was in those times that where God's manifest presence was showing up in my car. Pastor, are you saying God can show up in my car? Yes, He can. And He will. I invite you, man, if you don't have any praise and worship, you find some praise and worship, put it on your iPod, put it in your CD collection. Have it there, because there's times when you just need to pop that in every day. Say, God, today I'm focusing upon you and your presence. God, I want to open up to be plugged into your presence. It's where His presence is where I change. Many times I think, well, when I get my act together, then I'll go into God's presence, you know. You ever had that happen? I wait till I got some things I can straighten up first, and then we don't wait to straighten up. We get into God's presence and allow Him to straighten us up, okay? That's what happens. We get into God's presence. God, this is who I am, as I am right now. God, as I'm in your presence, I can't help but see things I need to change in my life. I can't help but see that, God, I'm kind of a jerk to my wife sometimes. God, I need to change this. I can't help but see that, God, I need to do better at this as a father. God, I can't help but see that, God, I'm disappointing you here in this area. I can see, God, in this area, God, I need to grow and do something. God, you want me to jump out of faith in this area. God, you want me to surrender my life more to you. There's an area of faith you want me to walk in. I see these things, and it comes through a constant flow of God's presence in my life. And if I only wait till Sunday, will God speak to you on Sunday? Yes, He will. And hopefully He's already spoken to many of you already this morning. That's the power of unity and the blessings coming there. But He wants to speak to me on Monday as well. And Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday. He wants to speak to you throughout the week. He is talking, but are we listening? How do we listen? We stay plugged into His presence. Continue to invite His presence to come. Every person should have an encounter with God every time we meet. If you are a Christian here today, every time we come together in our worship service, you should be able to encounter God's presence. Because His presence is here. That's all we're going to plug into it. Well, Pastor, I don't really know how to do that. I was never taught that. Let me just say this to you. This is not a hard thing. This is not a big theological thing that you have to understand. Just knowing that God's presence is here. And if I will open up my heart and mind to Him, He will speak to me. He'll speak to me. He'll guide you. Well, how do I know if it's God speaking to me? How do I know if God's leading me? You're going to know. You're going to know, okay? You're going to know. Satan's not going to ask you to start changing some things in your life, okay? Satan's not going to come to you and say, I want you to start treating your wife a little bit better. I want you to start treating your husband a little bit better. I want you to stop doing some of this, and I want you to give some of this up. Satan's not going to tell you that. That's the Holy Spirit. That's God's presence leading you. And the more you listen, the more He'll talk. I had a discussion with a friend of mine this last week. We were talking about how to know the will of God. I said, I believe we learn the will of God for our future by being obedient in the little things every day. The more I'm obedient every day and learn to listen to Him every day, the more He'll trust me and speak to me even more. I'm developing this relationship with Him that allows Him to show me bigger pictures in my life. But it starts right with trusting God tomorrow. And so I've got to learn to be in His presence. I just challenge you, continue in your life. Listen, I'm not against other types of music. But man, we've got to have times in our life when we are just plugging in and say, God, I've got to put some worship on in my life and allow God's presence to be there. There's so many times I got to spend time, this quiet time before the Lord. Can God, I want your presence. This is how I stay connected to God. I stay connected to His people. I stay connected to His presence. And third today, we stay connected to His purpose. We stay connected to Him. So we stay connected to His purpose. We stay connected to Him. You will never find your individual purpose in life until you connect with God's universal purpose. Let me say it again, we'll never find your individual purpose in your life until you connect to God's universal purpose. And today we know this, that what is God's universal purpose? First of all, it's for me to get saved. That's the first part. But it's also a part of laying down my life for Him, for His will. Romans 8:28 says it like this. And we know that all things work together for good for those who love God and to those who are called according to their own purpose, right? Some of you, was you reading it? Let's read it again. For those who are called according to His purpose. See what happens? Sometimes we misquote that scripture all the time. All things work together for good for those who love the Lord. And that's not really the truth. The truth is this, that those who love God, but also what? Those who are called according to His purpose. You see, we live our lives, sometimes we love the Lord, but we want to live our own purpose in our life. We got our own agenda, we got our own vision, we got our own plans. And not those things can't be evident in our life, but first and foremost, I should want to be connected to the will of the Father. And when I say, God, I'm connected to your purpose, whatever your purpose is for my life, for my family, for this world, God, I want to connect to that first and foremost, and then all things work together for good. And he works everything else out that he's been taken care of. There he commands the blessing. Because I know his purpose of what? For me to be saved, for me to dwell in unity with a brother, learn to love him with all of my heart, all of my mind, all of my will, all of my emotions, learn to love my neighbors, myself. This is God's universal will for my life, for all of us here. This is God's will, that we learn to do his will first. And when I step into his will, connect and plug in that power source to where? To God's purpose. He says, then the power is going to flow. Then what's going to happen? Then all things are going to work to good for you. I don't know about you, but for me and my house, I want for all things to work to good. For me and my life, I want all things to work together for good. I love that phrase, don't you? I love that phrase. I want that promise in my life. I want those directions in my life. All things to work together for good. Well, talk about living in a land of blessing. How many of us have that testimony? You know, all things are going to work together for good. And I can tell you, I've lived there. I can tell you, there's been times I haven't lived there. And I sure like living there a lot better than not living there. It's just night and day. But it happens with what? When I dwell in unity and I'm called according to his purpose. And this is where we got to mark that out and realize it's his purpose. Circle that. It's his purpose in our life. It's not a call according to my purpose and give it to God. Many times we get this big picture of God. We got our own purpose. We got our own will. We got our own desires. We got our own vision for our life. And then we say, God bless it. All right, God, I got my 10-year plan right here. Now, God, you bless this 10-year plan. That's not what God's wanting. God's saying, I want you to scratch your 10-year plan. I want you to get involved in my purpose. And then in return, I'll give you a 10-year plan. And many times, it's the very same thing that you had a vision for your life, but he takes it and he blesses it. And it happens in a way that you say, you know what? I could never done it on my own. But God blessed that. Man, I had some desires to do things in my life that I could have never done, but God brought it to there and blessed it. Why? Because I was called and connected into his purpose. How do I stay connected to God's power in my life? Through his people, through his presence, and through his purpose. If I can remember these three P's right here, people, presence, and purpose, I stay connected to these three things, I'm going to stay connected to God's power in my life. And we won't have these big power outages. I won't have times of being feel like I'm broken. There'll be times of saying, you know what? I'm connected to a higher source. That's the Holy Spirit. I'm connected to God's Holy Spirit in my life. And man, he is operating in a new way in my life. God has called us to be connected to him. I was created for God. It's a statement you need to write this down. I was created. This is your Facebook statement of the day right here. I was created for God. Not that God was created for me. I was created for God. God was not created for me. God created me for him. God wasn't created for me. And getting that right perspective, I am called to be connected to his purpose in my life. I'm called to be connected to his purpose in my life. That's what the New Testament church is all about. Connection and unity. I mean, they meeting in homes, breaking bread together. New Testament church, they had what they had, and there was so much unity. They sold what they have, and they were given to the church so that the church could take care of the ministries and reach more people. But this is a overflowing, and God was saying, I bless it. I bless it. I bless it. There's power in unity. There's power in connecting in God's presence, and there's power in connecting to his purpose in my life. Let's bow our heads this morning. Today, with all heads bowed, I just want to ask you this question that we ask almost every week here. And it's a question that today, if you are here and you say, Pastor, you're talking about connecting with God. But the most important way of connecting with God, first of all and foremost, is still asking Jesus Christ to be your personal Savior. Maybe here today you'd say, Pastor, I've never asked Jesus Christ to be my personal Savior before. And as you're talking today, I realize that I need it. I realize today that I need Jesus Christ is my Savior. I need connected to him first and foremost. And not only that today, I know more importantly is this, that I need to connect to him. Maybe here today you never prayed that prayer before and you want to start that prayer. Or maybe you're here today, you say, Pastor, I prayed that prayer a long time ago, but I've been so far away from God. Today I want to come back home. I want to renew my relationship with Him and just say, God, I'm ready to reconnect with You in a way that I never have before. I will not embarrass You in any way. I want to make sure you have the opportunity today to connect with God. You say, Pastor, ask me. I'm ready to ask Jesus Christ to come into my heart, to forgive me my sins. I want to make sure heaven's my home. I want to walk in His forgiveness today. If you're here today, thank you. Anybody else here today, say, Pastor, I want to pray that prayer today. Thank you. Anybody else today, say, ask me, Pastor, I want to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Thank you. Anybody else want to join these two who raised their hands this morning? That's me. I'm ready to make the most important decision in my life. Before going any further today, let's all say this prayer together. I'm just going to ask you to repeat it out loud, especially those who raised your hands today. We're going to say this prayer with you. Dear Jesus, forgive me my sins. I confess I am a sinner, and I need You in my life. So now I give You everything I am. All of my sin, everything I give to You. I confess You as Lord of my life. I believe, Jesus, You died on the cross for me. And I will live for You the rest of my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Those of you who prayed that prayer for the first time, we say, welcome to the family of God. Let's give them a hand clap. Pray that prayer today before you leave today. We have a special pack in the back. It's got a free Bible, some other things to tell you what to do next, materials for you to read. Make sure you pick one of those up in the very back. Gene's holding them up right now. You can pick those up as you leave today. I'm going to invite you to stand with me today. How many today? I want you to just keep your eyes open this morning. Look at me. How many today say, Pastor, I need to connect. Let's be honest with you. Pastor, I need to connect to God more in a way. I've allowed my connection to drop off at times. So how many today say, Pastor, I'm ready to connect to God in a fresh and new way right now? Anybody here say, Pastor, I need to connect to those people more. I know I've been kind of lackadaisical. Maybe I've let off going to a small group. Maybe I've let off connecting to other people. I've let off connecting to His presence on a daily basis. I've been connecting on Sundays, but not during the week. And I'm ready to connect to His presence on a daily time, spending time and connecting to His presence. I'm ready to connect to His purpose. Anybody here say, I'm ready to connect to His purpose. Today, I know that God is calling us to connect to Him. And part of having this power source alive in our life is staying connected. Staying connected. And so I really, really challenge you this week. Make it the prayer of your heart. God, I'm going to connect to You in a fresh way. I'm going to connect to You in a fresh way to Your purpose in my life, the people in my life, and to Your presence, and see what God doesn't do in your life. I believe that great testimony is going to come forth as we are learning to reconnect and stay connected to His presence. Can we today, if you feel comfortable doing this, I'm just going to ask you to just raise your hands where you're at. And we're going to lift our hands up to the Lord. So what we do is a sign of surrender to Him. We lift up our hands to the Lord. Say, God, I surrender my life to You. Father, with our hands lifted up today, God, I just pray that Your Holy Spirit today would connect to us in a way, in a fresh way, that we connect into Your power that You have for our life. God, You've called us to live a life full of power of Your Holy Spirit. And God, You're wanting us to connect with people. You want us to connect. So first of all, I pray for those, God, right now who have had a hard time connecting with people, whether it be fear, anxiety, whatever it is, God, I pray right now that those barriers be broken in our life. And God, we can step through a new door of opportunity that can connect with You through relationships with people, small groups of people, God, who can help sharpen us, encourage us, pick us up, protect us. God, all these things that we need each other for. And God, I pray right now, God, I pray for every home group here, every home group leader and director. God, I pray that Your Spirit, God, would just continue to anoint them, God, to lead their groups, God. May those groups multiply and be full, and multiply, and be full, because this is what You designed the church to be. God, I pray, Lord, for Your people here today. God, we're just saying, God, we need to connect Your presence more. I pray that, God, there would be a hunger for Your presence like we never had before in our life. Not just today, but tomorrow when I get up. That, God, I know my day is not going to be right until I'm connected to Your presence, Lord. I know that every day that God got to learn to connect in Your presence. Whether that's spending time in prayer, or it's just listening to some worship music, meditating on Your thoughts, God, reading Your word, things in my life I can do to reconnect to Your presence. God, I pray that, God, for a personal revival. We don't ask for a move of God. We ask for a move of people that would move Your heart. people who would move and say, God, I believe that you are bigger than my problem. God, you are bigger than my circumstance. God, I believe today. And God, in return, God, that moves your heart and releases your anointing in our lives when we are obedient, as we've been talking about the last few weeks, as we are obedient, God, to do these things. God, we release your presence in our life. We release your power in our life. And God, as we connect to your purpose, Lord, I pray that, God, we would continually, God, put the kingdom first. That, God, we would continue to say, God, I want to connect to your purpose first in my life. And for all things will work together for good in my life. And God, we know when we dwell together in unity, there you command blessing. So, God, as our hands raised today, Lord, I speak today that you command blessing in these lives for those who are dwelling together in unity. God, there is unity here this morning. In our hearts and our spirits, God, we feel it very strong in this room. There is unity in the spirit. And God, where there is unity, God, there is blessing. And God, I speak blessing upon their life. I speak the command that Scripture gave, that you command blessing. God, this week, we'll see blessing flow in a way that has blessing in our finances, blessing in our health, blessing in our children, blessing in our work, blessing in our marriage. God, I believe this is going to be a week of blessing as we reconnect with you. God, I believe this week is a week of breakthrough. God, as we press into your presence in a fresh way. God, may we leave this place today with a hunger, God, for more of you. May we leave this place, God, with a hunger and desire for more of your presence, purpose, and to be with your people, God. I thank you today, Lord, for your presence is so real. And we speak blessing upon every person here today. And God, we're going to bless your name together, for it is high and exalted and lifted up. God, we shouted it out today. God, you are a great God. A mighty God, and we worship you, God, and honor you in all that we do today. We all humble ourselves before you today, God, saying you are mighty and in control of our lives. And Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen? Amen. God bless you today. Thank you so much for being here. Find us a group to get plugged into next week. Wednesday night, we have 316 study going on right here in the auditorium. Classes for the whole family. If you can be here, come and be involved. God bless you.